Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a magnificent day. It is a magnificent day. And this is a beautiful space. And the little bit that I have seen of this town, clean, quiet, wonderful. You have something beautiful here. It's good to be here to share it with you. Coming in here from Huntsville, Alabama, yet a different place. This adds to the number of congregations I've been able to share the space with, share a message with, and contribute to the search committee's job of creating this space as well as helping the new person to get here to share the wisdom that they have for you. Sometimes categorical thinking can get in the way of receiving great things from a wide variety of different kinds of people. Beyond categorical thinking. How do we do that? Get beyond categorical thinking. The first thing I think of would be to ask some questions. How do we prepare ourselves for getting beyond the categorical thinking that could block the way for new things for us to receive and to give? How do we then model what we say our principles are? How do we model the peace we say we want? Somebody once said, "You are the peace. Can you bring that to any circumstance, any situation?" But it takes work to bring that peace. And I say there's another question I'd like to ask. How does it get any better than this? Whatever this is, whomever we are, how do we get better than this? Many times it's opening our hearts and minds to yet another new piece of something that helps us to expand. Let me give you an example. What about the acorn? How can it become a mighty oak tree? How can it remove itself from its shell, come through the earth, anchor itself? What is that? That root? Root itself into something wonderful and then create something even better. I say this church, this fellowship, is that place for new roots to grow with a new minister in place. That new minister, from its core, from his core, her core, will bring to you new things for you to unfold yet even bigger. Better. I come here to ask, how does it get any better than this? And then how do you model that new stuff that this new minister will inspire to take root in you? How does it get any better than this? And it takes each individual giving that new something, opening that yet a new depth within themselves to receive something more, but also to give something more. Roger said something like that to me this morning as we stood in the foyer there, opening yet a little bit more. I had to do that yesterday. Wow. I couldn't sleep all night because I knew I had a flight out the next day. Friday night. I woke up Saturday morning, 2 a.m., for a 9:30 flight. I tried to then get online an hour before my flight to check in, and it kept kicking me out. I said, oh, no, what's going on here? So, okay, get in that car and drive fast. Get there. I got there, and I rushed to the counter. What do I get? Well, this flight is canceled. Oh, well, it might be 2 hours, but it might be that it doesn't get out today. You know what that says? You're going nowhere. That's one of those things. As I stood there at the counter, I said, okay, I got to get to Appleton, Wisconsin. How does it get any better than this? Standing here in front of you and you telling me that my flight has been canceled. So the woman at the counter said, let me check. And she started typing away with her fingers. Not that. Oh, and I said, okay, how does it get better than that? And she types away some more. She says, not that. But oh, no. Oh, yes. Come on. Something more. And then she said, okay, we'll try to route you on the Delta flight. But, you know, if I can get you on there, it'll be 2 hours before you can get on that flight. I said, okay, how does it get any better than that? She typed away some more, came up with something for me. And there was that opportunity for me to get from this spot to another spot. I got in line then, went through that conveyor area, taking my shoes off, my jacket off, getting prepared to take that next step forward toward getting here. I'd get up there to that next area, sit for those 2 hours. That flight is on time. Yay! As I get on that flight and go to Atlanta, even though when all those things were happening as the fingers were typing, it stated that I was going to have to go from Huntsville, Alabama to Atlanta. From Atlanta to Detroit. From Detroit to Chicago. From Chicago to Appleton. So, I said, okay, I can do that. Bring it on. How does it get any better than this? I'm going to meet a whole lot of new people. Get to know a lot more about the different places I'm in. Okay, I get to Atlanta, and that's all good. I get on the flight. It's on time for Detroit. But guess what? I take that ride from Atlanta to Detroit, and there's a little bit of slowness, even though getting from Huntsville to Atlanta, we got there 20 minutes early. But getting to Detroit from Atlanta, we must have been about 20 minutes late. And to get to my connecting flight in Detroit, I came in A course at like A3 and had to run or get on the tram and get to course C, the C course. And then at C, guess what? It was at the end of C that I needed to get. But as I get on the tram, I'm looking around trying to figure out, it just reads A. I need to get to C. So there was a flight attendant who saw in me a need to get to someplace else. I'm lost. I need some help here. She said, how can I help you? I said, I need to get to C. And she said, follow me. This is it. I get on, and I'm still looking as we get to C. Now where? And I check the board, and it says C31. 1 through 31. I've got to get there. Since my flight take off at 5:33 from Detroit, going to Chicago. I get there off the plane at 5:07, and I need to get from there all the way to C. I get to C9. The door is closed at C31. So this helpful person says, "Let me help you out." So she starts working her fingers. And guess what? She finally came up with something. I get there at 5:07. By 7:30, I've heard some of everything. No opportunity. The next flight out would be tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon at 12:47. That wasn't going to get me here for this day, this time. It definitely didn't get me to Appleton for dinner last night or for service at 4:30. So, how does it get any better than this? I have to be open and receptive to yet another new circumstance. And I have to also have a good attitude about it, or else everything that needs to come to me will probably be blocked by a negative attitude, by fear, by doubt, by not accepting what new comes in. How does it get any better than this? By 7:15, I've got all that I need, and I have called, I know, Eric Riggers several times. I call him first at 9 o'clock in the morning, tell him, "Eric, I'm not getting out at 9. Then I call him again, "Eric, I may not get out of Detroit and be there by 4:30. And guess what? Eric was so calm. He helped me to stay calm. And I was thinking about my co-facilitator, Jane. Jane, who would have to do 4 services. And she had already told me, "You know what? I'm not a morning person. I need you to be here to take on that 8 o'clock and then 9:15 service." So I'm thinking, I've got to get there. Everybody's waiting for me. There's a job for me to do. So just open up and receive yet a new opportunity for that to happen. And I did. I felt good about it, in that it felt great to see that even though right now, this moment, it seems as if it's absolutely impossible for something positive to happen from this. But yet it was. How did it get any better? I was receptive to it. So that's what I'm asking you to be willing, ready, open to do with this new minister. I know, and I've heard many messages that your last minister in this position that is open now, that you're trying to fill, was fantastic. She brought so much wonderfulness to each of you. And now what I say, since she was so fantastic, how does it get even better? How does it get any better than what was? You have the opportunity to open to that from yet another person, bringing you to yet a new level of you. How does it get any better than that? The way it gets that way is by that openness, as I said, that receptivity to newness, that willingness to give the best of you, the willingness to receive the best of your new minister. And guess what? The dynamics changes in each of you, and each of you gives something brand new to this space and to the lives of each other person. What a great, big, wonderful soup that makes. Newness, brand new, even better than what you had before. I say, are you ready for this newness that becomes you? It will become you. I am glad to be here after all the trials and travails. And as I got to, I didn't have to go through Chicago to get here. I got from Detroit to Green Bay. So, that was good, wasn't it? I got better. And after I got here, Eric had said, I said, Eric, I'm getting in to Green Bay instead of Appleton. And he said, I'll be there to pick you up. I said, wow, how does it get any better than this? It's 45 minutes away, or it's a few minutes away. But what happened when the attendant was working this deal out with all of her fingers working so fast? She said, I'm going to give you a voucher for ground transportation so I didn't have to get Eric out of bed at 9 o'clock last night or wherever he was to come get me. So it's good to be here. And as you change for new, wonderful things can happen to you and for you.